WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
All right, welcome back to this week's podcast of Softballing With Us. I'm your host, Janae Lazenby.
I'm Martha Glenn Cease.
I'm McKaylin Crabtree.
All right, let's get right into it. It's been a crazy week for Alabama softball. Mississippi State has been probably one of the best series in history for Alabama softball, for sure, I definitely would say.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, starting with that Thursday game on April 14th all the way Friday and Saturday was a wild series. It was a lot of fun to watch. Very exciting to see Alabama have that comeback victory and then kind of dominate to begin and end the series.
I was so glad to keep up with it on Twitter. I was at a wedding that whole weekend, so I was like, how are we doing? I was like, oh gosh, we're down. I'm jinxing us at this wedding. Then finally I got home. I was like, oh, we came back and won. I was like, Bloodworth. It's like, oh gosh, I love this team so much. Yeah, I can't emphasize that. This team is just so competitive and so driven. I can't wait for postseason, but also I hope the season slows down a bit.
Oh yeah, the season has definitely gone by fast. Even the team said so, you know. As for the Alcorn State game, Lexi Kiffel was talking about how the season has been going by so fast. It really has. Like, it takes forever to start, then once it starts, it just doesn't stop rolling, like, literally. But let's talk about this Mississippi State game, the one that was on Thursday, April 14th at 5 p.m. That was a crazy one. Tied 1-2-1. It was definitely a pitching battle at first. The fact that we walked it off on a wild pitch is pretty wild, pun intended. That was crazy. That's definitely not what you would have expected. Montana had a great game, honestly.
She did. That was a crazy game. I got to be in Rhodes for the first couple of innings, and then I left actually right before Bama scored their first run. Left to come over to the station, record my show, go live with my co-host, and we were about 20 minutes into the show when Bama walked it off. It was crazy. We were both going nuts in the radio booth, having to adjust our mic levels so we didn't blow out people's speakers in their cars. We're real excited about it.
I love the fight the team showed. I mean, Mississippi State, they came to play that day. I mean, they're not the greatest, heaven forbid, but still, they came, they fought, but the team, they held out, they stood their ground, and we got the series. We got the first game one to set up, you know, the series, what would be the series sweep.
Yeah.
That was definitely a game to remember. Megan Bloodworth was going crazy, you know, solo home run in the sixth. That definitely was something. You know, the freshmen have been stepping up big time for the Tide. And then Savannah Woodard with the safe at home to complete the walk-off on the wild pitch. That was good. Then Friday's game was also really close and crazy. Another walk-off again. Mm-hmm. Another walk-off by a freshman, actually, to win the game 7-6. This one was a really crazy one because the Tide were losing 5-0 at first, then 6-1, in the bottom of the sixth. If you can't finish off a team, whether it is Alabama or just any team in general, you're winning. Going to the bottom of the sixth, they only have two innings to play, and you're winning 6-1, and you let a team score six unanswered runs.
You deserve
to lose, but that was definitely crazy. You know, Kaylee Tao got things going with a solo home run. Then Bailey Dowling started off the inning in the bottom of the sixth with a solo home run. Then Jenna Lord had a line drive home run to center, scoring in two, making it 4-6. And then going to the bottom of the seventh, Allie Schimmann had a solo home run. See, we would have won on the solo home run if Savannah Woodard would have just walked the right there before. She was up in the count 3-1, and she just popped out. Then Megan Bloodworth then pulled a double line drive, and that was amazing. Ty was celebrating like crazy. Another walk-off, Megan Bloodworth doing it again. Them freshmen, I'm telling you, it's either going to be Allie Shipman or is going to be a freshman, literally.
Yeah, it's been crazy. That comeback game on Friday was the third largest comeback in Alabama softball history, and it's the biggest since being down 7 against Missouri in March of 2019. So it's been a full, 3 seasons since Bama's had a comeback that big. So, yeah, that was crazy. It was definitely one for the books. Just really set the tone for between that and the walk-off on Thursday the 14th, really set the tone for how the rest of that series was going to go.
I'm glad. I'm proud of our team's effort being down, big early and learning how to come back, get in the game with Bloodworth, Shipman, not to give up and, wait for those little plays and then go for the big plays. It will come to you. You just got to go for the little things. And I'm still sad I was at that wedding. I was at rehearsal dinner that whole night. I was like, oh, gosh, I missed the 3 good games because I was, at a wedding all weekend. But still, able to keep up with it. But super proud of this team. I think this is a good, good experience to have on their belt as we get near postseason play and SEC tournament, too.
I agree. I think having a really hard-nosed comeback victory right before the end of the regular season is important for this team. They are so fun to watch, and they're so dominant, but having to really pull out from inside of you and, show some grit is exciting headed into the rest of the season, looking down the barrel of postseason play. Because, Bama's going to face some tough opponents in the next couple weeks here. So it's good to know that between Shipman, the freshmen, the bats can wake up late in the game when the pressure's on. So, it was promising to see that on Friday for sure.
Yeah. Hashtag show me the grit.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely. And then the tie came back on Saturday, A-Day. Got the win after a rain delay. The game was supposed to be at 4, didn't start till 6:15, and it just magically stopped raining for the Tide. Literally, they had no rain, but they shutout win 4-0 was good. Cat Grills in the park home run, the craziest thing I've ever seen ever in my life. The fact that she scored an in park home run off a bunt, that was crazy. You see the errant throw to first, it goes all the way back to the right field wall, and Cat Grill just kept running, and that was definitely something wild. Right there, after that play, I knew the Tide was going to win. Then Aubrey Barnher sent a bases-loaded single up the middle, driving in 2, making it 3-0, and then an RBI ground out, tacked on another run to win the game in the bottom of the 5th, 4-0.
Yeah, this really kind of put the nail in the coffin for Bama's dominance over Mississippi State. Bama has won all 10 3-game series against State that have occurred in Tuscaloosa and Rhodes House. This was the 7th home sweep over the Bulldogs. They had first being in 2001, 2005, 2007, 2009, 2011, 2016, and then this past weekend being the 7th sweep. So that was impressive. It was also Bama's 12th shutout of the season and the 2nd in SEC play. So just like we were talking about earlier, very promising to see the Tide be this dominant and really shut down a team, sweep the series this late in the season, headed towards postseason play.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all I could ask for from this team. Those Cowbells are really quiet right now. Starting, well, let's keep them that way.
Yeah, saves me a headache.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend who, I got to tell y'all this story real quick. I did horseback riding for a little bit. I trained in Columbus. Well, my horse trainer had friends that went to Mississippi State. And she said, in one of the, I think it was the football stadium, some guy had a double cowbell. It was like a hammer, too bad. It was heavy. And it slipped and it hit her in the back of the head.
Oh, gosh.
Had to leave the game and go get stitches. So,
oh, goodness.
Those things are deadly.
Yeah, that's a hazard.
I shouldn't laugh at that, but that's kind of funny.
It's a hazard.
That is a hazard.
It was funny and sad at the same time. Oh, gosh, is she okay? But, my gosh.
That's kind of funny. Ty were back in the action earlier this week on Tuesday for their doubleheader against North Alabama and Alcorn State. Those were two good games. The Alcorn State game was kind of slower than the first one, but the North Alabama one was really good. The Tide won 6-1. Jayla Torrance pitched that game, and then Lexi Kilfoyle came in at the end because she didn't play this weekend because she didn't feel well. And she pitched the Alcorn State game. She looked really well both games for sure. Freshmen were stepping up big for this last two games. Callie had her first career home run. That was definitely good for her, especially if you watch that at bat. It looked like she was going to strike out because she came up with two big swings, and then it just so happened on the next one, bang, home run. And Megan Bloodworth also hit a three-run home run in the bottom of the first, which is crazy because I actually thought Allie Shipman was going to hit a home run before her because she just had missed this pitch that just came down the middle. And I thought she was going to crack it, but she just watched it. But she hit a single. So it was all good. Then Aubrey Bonhart tagged on more runs in the bottom of the second on a sac fly. And then North Alabama scored on an RBI single on the top of the fifth. But it was a good game in the first one. The Tide was kind of more quiet in the second game against Alcorn State, but it was still good. Jordan Stevens, a freshman, drew a bases-loaded walk. Then what else happened? Their fielding error played allowed the first run in the bottom of the second. Then a throwing out error in the bottom of the fifth, and then a wild pitch also in the bottom of the fifth to get that 4-0 win.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to see Torrance and Salter get some good innings in, and always nice to see Kilfoyle back in the circle, especially after, like you said, she didn't play in that Mississippi State series. I kind of figured headed into this Tuesday doubleheader that if Kilfoyle was up to feeling better, they'd probably get her back in, get her some innings just to get her prepped for Texas A&M, because I expect we'll see her there. And then of course, getting to see all the freshmen really come out and play for those two games on Tuesday was very promising. I always love to see what the freshmen on the team can do, especially in those midweek games that are not conference play, where there's still, of course, pressure. You want them to perform well, you want to win, but it's not necessarily quite the loaded environment that a series in conference might be. So, I mean, I was very pleased with the results on Tuesday. It was exciting to watch both.
Yeah, it's absolutely. You absolutely need to get the freshman reps. I mean, I thought that was both games were good for them. It's not with when you get freshmen coming in, it's not going to be starry. It's not going to be showy because they're still figuring out, hey, what do I need to do? How do I read the pitch? Just trying to learn, simplify the stuff, and just, I mean, they're starting out there. Probably whenever the last game was, they probably got to start. You know, maybe Alabama State. But you know, just good for them to get some reps in case anything were to happen. Hoping not, but if we needed them in case of emergency. So I'm super proud of Alex for getting her confidence back up, because it was not looking good for like a hot minute. She had a really rough game, but
she had a rough start,
but she's picked it up down the stretch. So I thought it was a good game for the freshmen. So
we saw a lot of pitching this weekend. All pitchers pitched except Montana Faust. Like, I'm talking about the doubleheader.
Gotcha.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody's pitching this week. But let's take a break real quick.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we're back. We're just going to take a quick break. Let's get into talking about this Texas A&M series. The Tide are on the road this weekend, April 22nd till April 24th, facing Texas A&M and College Station. This should be a good, nice cruise series for the Tide. You know, they're in second place right now behind Arkansas for the regular season. SEC championship. They want to get the regular season and that tournament. So definitely the Tide needs to keep the foot on the gas right here and get this series sweep. So I'm going first game, definitely, probably it'll be a good game. Second and third game, blowout. Tide sweeps the series for sure.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it goes. I'm particularly interested in a couple of stats on Texas A&M's end. So they're 3-12 in conference play with a 3-loss streak, but they're 20-6 at home. So I do think it's going to be a good series. I think the Tide will take it, but I think Texas A&M might put up a little bit more of a fight than their record might suggest. Just with it being at home, I think they really feed off of their crowd. So. Should be interesting, but I agree. I think it should be a good game. I think the Tide should sweep.
Correct. I definitely agree with that. The Texas A&M, they like to play as hard with whatever sport it is. They play Bama hard. Doesn't matter if it's baseball, softball, swimming, you know. They just are all around competitive school in general. So I definitely think that the series will be what the Tide makes it. So if they go in there and they respect Texas A&M and take it serious, then they should walk out with a win, without a doubt.
They better, because they played Tennessee hard. There were several times they should have took a couple of games from Tennessee. I mean, there were several chances they had, but they're just – Tennessee just found the ways to come back. I mean, it's like learning process, but also they're just not that good.
Yeah.
But that team better not hear me for that.
Texas A&M's, they're just wishy-washy, I would say. Just like they are in football. Very wishy-washy.
Well, I mean, they got that W October 9th, so that's really all that matters for them.
Yeah, but who was in the national championship and won the SEC championship? That's what really matters. Like the person that went and visited them a few days ago for football, talking about, where are the football trophies at? Exactly. I wonder where they are.
They'll be there in a couple of years.
I really wonder where Texas A&M football trophies are.
They'll be there in a couple of years, I guarantee
it. I doubt it. Why would Texas A&M get football trophies when Alabama still has Nick Saban and is the top, has the top recruits? I doubt it.
I could get in this, like, a whole different thing.
Jimbo Fisher is a horrible coach.
He's not that bad.
He should have stayed at Florida State. He's a horrible coach at Texas A&M, yeah.
They went 9-1 in a COVID season, almost made the playoff.
The first two years were switched sports.
I could go on a rant.
I can't wait for UT to come into the SEC, because that's going to be such a good matchup again.
I will always
UT against
A&M.
Texas A&M.
This is footballing with us now, not softballing.
Forget softball.
No, A&M is just horrible overall. Like,
y'all like need just, to go. The atmosphere just, is awesome. It's like,
yes, I've grown up there. Let's not forget I'm from Texas. I only live an hour away from the campus. Texas A&M is not that great. Let's not forget that they're a cult in general.
That's true. There's a cult thing. I will say that.
They literally skip. All come around that. And worship Texas A&M around a bonfire. Talk about cult vibes, okay? So... yeah, but like if your own people that you're recruiting are asking where your football trophies are and you can't even show them, that speaks for the program itself. Like,
Kip
come on
now. Kip needs to go find them. All right, Kip, go find your trophies.
Jimbo Fisher, he was a great coach at Florida State.
Florida State can burn.
He was really good at Florida State, you know.
Well, I have personal vendetta against that school.
Why?
That's for my dad's new wife is a Florida State fan.
Florida State, I like them a little bit. They're good. They're a good school. Football-wise, I don't like them softball-wise. Can't stand them.
Yeah. Well,
we got Western Kentucky.
April 27th.
Yep, on Wednesday. Wednesday game. And Bowling Green, Kentucky. Also, the Texas A&M series will more than likely be on SEC Network all this weekend.
Yeah.
I know that we see Saturday's game is going to be on SEC Network, but I don't see why this game wouldn't be on ESPN or something for the weekend. So, definitely, it's primetime softball.
Yeah, I think even if SEC Network or ESPN doesn't pick it up, that Texas A&M game on Friday the 27th, or the 22nd, excuse me, and then Sunday the 24th, they will have live video to stream on RollTide.com.
Yeah.
But again, this is going to be a pretty decent, big in-conference matchup, a popular game. So I will be scrolling through the channels Friday and Sunday to see if it gets picked up on a network.
ESPN, you better. You better.
Yeah, I wonder what other games are like. So I know they're talking about Kentucky against Missouri. That's apparently a big one because I've been seeing it flashing on SEC Network all this week. So I guess that's a pretty big one, too, pretty popular one. They're probably following Arkansas, too.
Yeah, I'd assume.
Dude, have y'all seen Tennessee's baseball team? Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I don't like them.
They're going crazy this season.
But they are. I like their whole daddy thing. Have y'all seen that?
No.
Their daddy coach?
No. So every time they hit a home run, they put on this hat that says daddy. And, like, this whole thing. And now softball is putting on a hat that says mommy. And my friend, she plays on the softball
really
team
funny,
there.
Actually.
And she's been hitting a lot of dingers.
That's really funny.
I hope we meet a moving show who the real mommy is.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely in the SEC championship. Well, Tennessee wasn't saying daddy when Alabama beat them last week, but hey.
They were screaming that.
One of three.
Yeah, one of three games still,
yeah,
you know.
That's still a big deal. Away at Tennessee, arguably the best baseball team in the nation right now.
Let's not talk about how both of their coaches got thrown out in the first inning. Like, that was crazy. Did y'all see those videos?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's it called? The coach bumped in the umpire.
He literally went,
poof. He bumped into him. It's pretty funny.
It's like, dummy.
But yeah, Tennessee softball's looking pretty good. So
SEC Conference is looking strong right now. I'm excited to see how the Tide closes out with that series this coming weekend, starting on the 22nd against A&M, that midweek match against Western Kentucky to kind of reset, and then the final regular season series May 6th through 8th. And then head into SEC tournament play, because I think that's when we're really going to see what this team is made of. Not that we haven't seen some of it, especially this past weekend against Mississippi State, but I think it's really going to come out in this team in that conference tournament.
Arkansas lose the rest of their games so we can take that regular season title.
That'd be nice.
Well, maybe if Alabama didn't lose such great players, they would be winning, because, you know, Arkansas does have one of their Alabama's key players.
That's tough. It's
Kendall
tough.
Beth.
Michigan KB. I was like, oh, there's KB.
Then Florida has another key player that's also looking to win SEC Player of the Year, Skylar Wallace. So it just seems like the Tide gets the best and everything, you know. We never hear things like that about Texas A&M, though. But, yeah, that's all that we have for you guys this week. It's been a great season of softball so far, and we'll be wrapping it up soon, unfortunately. But what's it called? Postseason play is definitely coming up soon, just right around the corner. It's not too far. That was crazy. I don't know how that happened. But this has been a great week, and we hope that you guys tune into this weekend's series against Texas A&M. But I am your host, Janae Lazenby.
I'm Martha Glenn Cease.
I'm McKaylin Crabtree.
And this has been Softballing With Us. Thank you.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.